Big news of the day, the Trump-Kim meeting in Singapore. They met for 40 minutes or so. They signed a one-page document pledging further talks. And we have a correspondent still in Singapore who covered the meeting. Joining us now is our correspondent, Ribby Paltz. Good morning, Ribby.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, gotcha. We can hear you.
Checking in. Check 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm in the Singapore.
Gotcha.
Good, good. I've been covering the summit, and it's a good summit.
Well, that's good news.
That's a good summit. It's a good summit.
Yeah, it is good news. Got to tell you guys, this has been the most historic presidential thing I've been a part of since November of 63 when I was on the grassy knoll.
Oh, you were there.
So very historic. Yes, absolutely. The pomp, the circumstance, the pomp. So much pomp over here.
So how close did you get to the 2 liters?
2 liters of what? Coke? Diet Coke? What are you talking about?
No, the leaders of the two nations.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I really shouldn't say this on the air, but I was here actually working as an operative for the CIA.
Wow.
In a plot to take care of Kim Jong-un. But I don't know if I should say that on the air.
No, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, you know Kim Jong-un, he's that little Korean weeble that Trump's is meeting with.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my job was to steal his dung.
His dung?
Yes, yes.
For what purpose?
Because I'm an extreme sewer explorer, and I'm not exactly sure why they wanted me to steal his dung. They just hired me to do it. But the problem is, he has his own toilet.
Right, we saw that note, and we were confused by that.
Right, so I had to hide his toilet in a storage unit.
Storage?
Yes, and then wait for him to go potty at a Starbucks. And then, after I get into go to the potty at the Starbucks, I had to go sewer diving up under the street to recover it.
Wow.
Without a doubt, the worst job I've ever had.
Yeah. But you were doing it for your country.
Doing it for my country. And, you know, for $100.
Right. $100?
That's it?
Yes. Hey, let me ask you, have you ever had to sift through 158 pounds of human dung to try to find a single loaf?
No.
It is difficult, I gotta tell you.
Oh, well, how did you know it was his when you found it?
I fed him some rainbow ice cream ahead of time, so it was all different.
Oh, man.
Smart thinking.
Way too many details.
Yeah, but I got it, and I gave it to the CIA, collected my $100, you know.
That's good, good.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. There's somebody here wants to talk to you.
All right.
Okay, hold on a second.
Good morning. Who is this?
Oh, Whoa. It's the musers on the ticket. Is this President Trump?
It is President Trump. And let me say this. It is great to be on with the musers, okay?
Well, thank you.
The show is fantastic.
Thank you.
Melania and I both love it.
Oh, well, that's
Tom
great.
Jr. and Eric, huge fans. We love your information.
Thank you.
Okay? I don't have a lot of time to talk today. But first of all, who is this? Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Craig.
Yeah, and George.
Oh, okay, George, the one who hasn't done jack with his life in his 65 years on Earth. Okay.
Well, I'm not quite that old, but yeah, the first part's probably right.
Like, I'm really going to listen to you. Let's see, since the last time I talked to you, I've been president all over the place.
Well, you have.
Fantastic job. Yeah. What have you done, George?
Not much. Just mess around on AM radio, I guess.
Tugged it to Casey Musgrave.
Whoa.
Wow, what an impressive life.
Hey. I do more than that, sir, and I don't do that particular act. But we were going to congratulate you on the summit.
This has been a fantastic trip for America. Total and complete win. Look, I made this Korean my bitch, okay? My total bitch. We're going to have total denuclearizationing. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to make North Korea a fantastic and luxurious country again.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We played golf. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. It totally whipped his ass in the course. Shot a 20 under 54. George, you could appreciate that.
Yeah.
Close to such a thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think I ever could.
Yeah, that's right. You're 100 plus.
Penciler.
That's right. Yes, my short game was on fire.
Must have been.
Fire.
We're surprised that you know Ribby Paltz.
I've known Ruby for a long time. He used to work at the Trump Towers. He was a guy who worked in, I think you were, what did you work in, marketing or something like that?
Yeah, it was marketing. I did that.
Okay, marketing.
So I've known Ruby for a long time.
Yeah, we have too. He's been our draft expert for like 25 years.
Ruby did something for the CIA. I actually put him in touch with the CIA. I think we put some nuclear radiation on Kim Jong-un's toilet paper to give him like 4 years of cancerous swamp ass.
Oh, gosh, boy.
It was a plan that me and Ivanka came up with.
Seems highly classified.
It is highly classified, and I'd appreciate it if you didn't share it with anyone else.
Okay, we won't.
Okay, wait, who said we won't? Who just said that just then?
That was me, George.
Okay, diarrhea monster.
No.
Yes, that's right.
No, that's right.
I'll be heading back to America here pretty soon. If you guys would like me to swing by in Air Force One, I can pick you up.
Well, I guess so. Sure, yeah. I'm not going to turn
have
that
you
down.
Have you seen the White House?
No, I've never.
I have,
been
yes.
inside.
I have made it so luxurious, from not only the Oval Office but to the room that I go inside and lay on top of Melania for a while until I convulse and she's wiping away tears.
Oh. Okay?
Is that the bedroom?
The whole thing is completely renovated. Oh. That's what I meant to say. Yes, the bedroom. That's the word I was looking for.
Well,
hold on a second. I think Ribby wants to say something.
Okay.
Again, you want to get to him? Yeah, hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, hey, Ribby. Yeah, so we're still here.
Ribby, thanks for...
That was an exclusive. I got the Trumps. He was walking right by, and I grabbed him.
That's the best interview you've ever gotten for us.
Can you believe it? It's so great. I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to work in marketing for the Trump.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, he told us.
Was it marketing?
Yeah, we heard.
That's what I thought. It was marketing that I did. And I did it for the Trumps. Can you believe it? You had an exclusive, Muses!
we are in your debt.
Yes,
thank you,
Ribby.
All right, now which one was that that said thank you,
Ribby? No, we're not going into that.
Okay, all right.
All right, we'll see you. There's Ribby Pulse.